שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא פרוטה ופרוטה מצטרפת להשבון גדול.
Hello, we're in a lesson on the topic Every penny joins into a great amount. We are in excerpt number 6. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Yervut system.
ניתן לשלוח אלינו שאלות גם במערכת.
You can send questions as well. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. So we're in a lesson on the topic Every penny joins into a great amount. We'll start from item number 6. Rabash says, One is rewarded with everything only by overcoming called strength. And each and every strength that a person elicits joins into a great amount. That is, even if a person overcomes once and gets an alien thought and says, but I already know from experience that soon I will not have this desire for the work. So what will I get now if I overcome it a little? At that time, he must reply that many pennies join into a great amount, meaning to the general account, whether to the root of his soul or to the public.
Meaning, we always need to try and overcome the forces of separation. Yeah, cool us off, push us apart, create all kinds of disturbances,
and
give us a feeling of heaviness in our actions of connection and drawing closer, and against the connection into one force, one heart, one thought, we need to try to overcome this overcoming. We have all kinds of calculations. Even before a person begins to think about overcoming, the evil inclination, which was created before everything, everything was made out of the evil inclination because that's our foundation. Without it, we wouldn't exist. So he immediately grabs a person and aims him towards different things that are good for a man's ego. What do I get out of it? Why should I do it? This is better this way or that way. In short, all kinds of complaints. And if a person tries to nevertheless overcome, and every force of overcoming, even if he can be in it for a second, all these forces, all these overcomings, when he wants to be above his own laziness, his own nature, his egoistic calculation, each and every moment that he does it, it all adds up to a great amount. Why great? Because each and every one of us has an account. And if a person does make this account of overcoming, of effort, where he wants to be not for himself, but for the connection of everyone. And together with that, connection with the Creator. Then he feels from time to time, once 100 times, once 500 or 1,000 times, he feels that he overcomes and he changes. He approaches this effort and its final conclusion. Where in truth, he does see that his efforts add up to a great account. Even when he falls and he gets up again, as it's written, a thousand times a righteous person shall fall and get up. Because specifically by these things, when he does not tire of them, he understands he has no other choice. In this way he comes to the great account where all his exertions, and suddenly he sees not only the exertions, also his falls also add up to it. Why? Because the Creator did it. And then it's not that a person fell, a person did. No, he was made to fall from above. Therefore, from all those things, he becomes more experienced. Or even if he doesn't have any more desire for the work, and he falls again, he's going to make calculations according to his ascents and descents, where both add up to a great account. As we see from our lives, as we discussed the wheel, that is the turning wheel, part of it goes forward, part of it goes backwards, we nevertheless consider the part that goes forward and it enters another chunk of the road ahead of us. And this is also the case in ascents and descents. Since these descents, although we don't feel them as advancement, as success, but they specifically add up to our advancement, and eventually we accept both the ascents and the descents as one account. That's what we need to understand. Therefore, we have to count these pennies that add up to a great account, that there isn't, there can't be exertion that's less than a penny. But specifically, those exertions of ours are weighed in pennies. So again, what is he saying? One is rewarded with everything only by overcoming, called strength. We have to put in the strength. And each and every strength that a person elicits above what he might have wanted to do by himself. Otherwise, it's not considered strength. Strength is against the ego, against the laziness, against the will to receive and all these calculations. So all these forces add up to a great amount. Why do they join? Because between each and every force, there's a fall, there's laziness, there's despair. And again, the person returns. Meaning, even if a person overcomes once and gets an alien thought, and he says, but I already know from experience that soon I will not have this desire for the work. So what will I get if I overcome it a little? At that time, he must reply that many pennies join into a great amount, meaning the general account, whether to the root of his soul or to the public. He must do it. And we need to understand that in those efforts, we join the general vessel. We make corrections in the great general vessel. PT10.
I wanted to ask about the sentence, how to correctly relate to that he was fallen.
Well, he was making this effort and he wanted something, but he feels that it's not working out for him. He's being pushed down, he falls, he gets disappointed. Again, this thought comes to him, this desire that there's nothing to do and it's not worth it and nothing would help. That's the meaning of being pushed down. Why? So that again and again he will overcome and rise. And here we need to understand that this is the place where the evil inclination works. And a person needs to sit and overcome and thoughts of connection and focus on his work. That's what we think, but it's incorrect. He can't do it. The overcoming and the advancement is only by attaining this new connection with the friends in the group. Therefore, there's no point in sitting and accumulating forces and getting up by yourself. This is what the person's ego pushes him to do. The main thing he can receive is an impression from the friends. And here again, the evil inclination comes and his ego, and he says, "What? Well, you get strength from others. It's not your own strength."
No,
we need to understand that I can never have my own strength, but only how I'm impressed by the society and the Creator. Therefore, here is the place where a person needs, specifically from connecting with others, with the friends, he needs to produce for himself a new force for connection, for connecting with them. This is called advancement. Not advancing by bursting into the upper degree, and I'm climbing and climbing and rising. My advancement in the spiritual work is when I break through the obstacles that exist between us and the 10 between everyone, and here I break the boundaries, the barriers, and by that we advance.
What's the difference between overcoming and different descents? One time I fall this way, the other time I fall another way. What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't understand much about it. Maybe they drop you this way or that way. It doesn't matter. It's like a child who's playing with the games the parents get him. That doesn't understand why or what for, what's the need in these games. But he has an impulse to play, so he plays.
Not
more than that. He doesn't know. He doesn't, can't see, can't understand. The important thing is to play. I mean, to try and connect on top of all these conditions that appear before us.
Africa.
Bonjour, Rav. Bonjour, les amis.
Bonjour.
Oui. Rav, il est dit qu'il y a, il n'y a que de sage que celui qui a de l'espérance. Alors, comment pouvons-nous expliquer le fait que certains amis quittent l'étude de la sagesse de la Kabbale après plusieurs années d'études? Comment pouvons-nous expliquer ce fait? Merci.
How is it possible to explain or understand that after many years of study, some friends leave?
The TV shows them.
It's natural for people to leave. It's written, 1,000 enter the room and 1 comes out to teach. I found one of 1,000. Meaning, even if you say a part or half of them leaves, it's still not there. The people who advance towards the entrance toward to spirituality, those are few, select few out of thousands. And we need to understand that that's how it is. The world doesn't need more anymore. It just needs to reach despair from their lives and some their willingness towards a little bit of connection, and by that they can save themselves from a life worse than death. And we are then taking their deficiencies and we are raising them to the degree of the upper world. That's it. And then through us, they accept this spiritual advancement. So don't think that the whole world needs to come to spiritual degrees while engaged here in this world with the wisdom of Kabbalah or in general. You have billions of people. It's written, you are the least of all the nations. So I'm not sure, I don't know what is the calculation, and at least in quantity, in people who reach the spiritual degree while being here in the love of this world. But it's a few dozens, thousands, but it's not huge quantities. So we're not talking about it. We need to speak of those who remain to dissemination, and those who are, stay with us, we stay with them, we try to reach the revelation of the Creator.
Yofi.
Okay? Itafor.
Buongiorno, Rav, grazie. Perché la discesa di un amico nella decina è un'opportunità di...
Why the descent of a friend in the ten is an opportunity for the ascent of the ten?
Mi amar lecha etze?
Who told you that? No. We always need to aspire towards ascent as close as possible between us and from between us to the Creator. That's it. And not take the descent into consideration. We have a descent? Okay. But we are drawn to the ascent. The fact that the descent has to be there, it has to be there. But it's not like we are making it happen ourselves.
Дорогой Раф, а вот то, что монета к монете собирается, вот в нашем преодолении каждый раз.
Good morning, dear Rav. How it joins one penny to another to a great amount. What is it that accumulates in our? Is it our overcoming or some force of the ten that grows? What's the account?
Good question. It's both the ascents, the descents, the falls, the coarseness. The force of refinement, connection, all those things add up. They all join. And then in the incorporation between them, itkalelut. We don't understand quite how for the time being, but they connect and they give us advancement. And this advancement, we have good things, bad things, seemingly in a weakness, falls, and also the ascents. It also it all adds up and we go forward.
How in the work of the ten we can bring it to a collective account? Not that I'm collecting something under my own pillow or blanket. How do we go into that?
It's only through connection. We have the ten before us and we try inside each and every one, we try to make corrections, connections between us. We imagine this ten is connected.
And
we try to bring them to one body, one desire, one awareness, and that's how we overcome.
Вот то, что я представляю себе, вот эту объединенную десятку. Как
what I'm describing to myself, this connected ten. How to make this collective description in the ten grow and overcome together, maybe?
This is through our efforts. But even when we don't make any efforts, the Creator makes us as a 110. And in one of those stages, we'll begin to see that we are truly working as 110. But it's according to how much we add up our exertion towards connection. Gradually, this becomes more felt, even in the state where we are in this world, and we, even if when we are in a state where we are seemingly, well, internally, we are separated still. We can't feel ourselves in one heart, but gradually, this tendency, which exists nevertheless, because we study together, we participate, we talk about it, we have meals, etc., we will feel that we are nevertheless close, connected somehow, and there's one source between us, which brings us closer. It will come. Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Вот исправление, которое относится к корню нашего,
the correction that relates to the, that part of our soul that we give to the whole. What stage is that bestowing in order to bestow? It's not the end of the correction, right?
Correct.
And what about reception in order to bestow? It's after the correction?
This is later.
Thank you, Rav. With regards to the alien thoughts, it's almost unbeatable by the Creator. You make an action of giving tithing and you feel you want to receive something. So, any action you do in the group, and say some hatred appears, and you say,
"In short,
what? How do you defeat the Creator? He keeps winning."
What is he saying?
How do you win against the Creator when He always wins?
Through the connection in the group. You have no chance, as you said it now, these words, to succeed in nothing. Because you spoke as a single person.
Before we started the lesson, we talked about how we do it specifically for the group, to strengthen the group, all the actions that we do, that it'll be at the center of the group. But it doesn't matter what I feel like I do it always for my ego.
Into your ego. Correct. But the question is, how much do you resist it? How much you check it and you correct it?
How do you correct?
By constantly wanting to maintain a clean, pure thought.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, in the state of the fall, what is the difference between his giving to me or me revealing?
You depend on his correct influence on you, and each and every one is the same, because each and every one of us is a desire to receive. But how the friend influences me, bestows to me, he passes to me a desire to bestow. And this is the meaning of each will help his friend. How can he help me? Specifically by giving to me a desire to bestow, because he wants to connect me to him or him to me. He wants all of us to connect. He wants all of us to have this calculation. So when the friend bestows to me, he truly gives to me. He delivers to me the force of bestowal. PT 31.
We talked about how I have to always increase the connection. Now, there is how I think that a greater connection in the 10 should look like, and how each and every friend sees greater connection in the 10. The question is, how do I work if I want to connect everyone?
You need to awaken everyone to the general connection, a general awakening towards connection. That's it.
But how I see the connection in my eyes, let's say that the action will do this or that, the 10 will do this or that.
You see it. The way you see it, of course. What? You can see something in place of someone else. You see it through your own eyes.
If I see in my eyes that we should make some action together, let's say, and this will connect all the 10, but maybe the whole 10 doesn't see that it connects them, what do I need to do then?
Gradually, gently, with love, bring it to the 10. Maybe we should do this or do that, and we'll see how it's working. After a few times, you'll see that they accept it. Maybe they don't accept it right away or in practice, but gradually it works in them, and later they agree and they make those recommendations by themselves.
What to do that when I fall, the group will not be harmed?
Don't worry, it won't be longer hurt. You just think about how during the fall you can also remain connected to them. That's it. During the fall, you need to try and cleave to the 10. Be together with them, like a baby towards the grown-ups.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, what is this special added relationship I need to maintain between the root of my soul and the whole?
That you are part of the whole. You can bring to the whole your awakening so that the entire collective will be impressed.
Question is, the general account that I keep looking at is the 10, this great kli, that's what I need to always look at.
You can't see this general account for the time being until you connect to them in such a way where you become as one body. So your job for now is to awaken them as much as possible. And you can do it openly, and discreetly, and try to do both, to awaken them to connection. Most important to us is not to forget about the connection. Everything is solved in the connection.
7. Rabash says, item 7, our sages said, walks and does not do, the reward for walking is in his hand. This means that one should appreciate even a tiny contact with spirituality, in whatever manner. The Creator accepts everything and registers it under that person's account. And penny by penny, join into a great amount. This is as it's written in Baal HaSulam's essay. the order of the work, that we should address the work to the Creator and believe that He accepts our work, and it makes no difference how this work seems. That is, the Creator takes everyone into consideration if He does something in the work, and it makes no difference what aim a person has at the time, but the Creator takes everything into account. For this reason, the person too should certainly think about everything that is something in the work of the Creator. And a person should derive delight and joy from everything, in that he has the privilege of having any contact in with spirituality.
Again,
Oren.
Again, item 7, Rabash. Our sages said, walks and does not do, the reward for walking is in his hand. This means that one should appreciate even a tiny contact with spirituality, in whatever manner. The Creator accepts everything and registers it under that person's account, and penny by penny join into a great amount. This is as it is written in Bala Sulam's essay, The Order of the Work, that we should address the work to the Creator and believe that He accepts our work, and it makes no difference how this work seems. That is, the Creator takes everyone into consideration if he does something in the work. And it makes no difference what aim a person has at the time, but the Creator takes everything into account. For this reason, the person too should certainly think about everything that is something in the work of the Creator, and a person should derive delight and joy from everything, in that he has the privilege of having any contact with spirituality.
Pititesha.
צריך להתייחס למה שהוא כאילו זכה לגמר תיקון?
לא, גמר... should we relate to something as if he was awarded with the final correction?
No, I don't know what is the end of correction. What are you asking about? Who knows what it is? We ask according to our degree.
Max 6. Спасибо, учитель. А что значит идущий, но не делающий?
Thank you, teacher. What does it mean, one who walks and does not do?
He doesn't have the strength to finish what he wants, but he somehow, he just touches it and he gets back, and he reaches and he gets back. And there are all kinds of actions where we can't quite realize them.
Belarus.
Рав, вот в этом отрывке говорится, что не имеет значения намерение человека, который...
We're talking about how there is no importance of man's intentions. The Creator takes everything into account, and we say that our main work is the intention. How to solve the contradiction?
I can't hear you. Can you come closer to the mic? Do me a favor.
Ken.
Рав, вот в этом отрывке говорится, что не имеет значения
намерения. In this item, it talks about how there's no importance of man's intentions, and that the Creator takes everything into account. But we always hear that our main work is the intention. So how to cope with this contradiction?
What's contradiction?
The contradiction that we say that the main thing in our work is the intention. And here it says that the Creator takes everything everyone does into account in the work, and it doesn't matter what man's intentions are.
It means that he doesn't take into consideration whether or not the intention is exactly right. The important thing is the exertion the person puts in to reach it. Just as we say about a baby, he is trying to reach something. Okay, that's already enough. for him. UK 2.
The title of the article is The Drunken Man Must Not Pray. What is the drunken man?
Name of the article?
Item 7 is taken from Rabash's article, What is a Drunken Man Must Not Pray in the Work?
No, no, we have to read the article for this. How come he's asking? We'll read the article and we'll see what he's talking about. I'm not going to go there right now. It's only going to confuse us. No? Oren, let's continue.
Excerpt number 8, Rabash says, through the commandment of faith, the future will draw nearer to the present in him. This means that the surrounding light will be internal. This is considered that the light actually dresses in the present. It is called the surrounding will become internal. Thus, from here, meaning from faith, from having faith that in the end he will reach the goal, even though reason shows him each time that he is retreating from the goal and not advancing, he overcomes and goes above reason. And then faith itself accumulates each time in the form of penny by penny joins into a great amount until he is rewarded with permanent whole faith, which is the attainment of the light of Chassadim in illumination of Chokmah.
I don't see there's a problem here. Simply by going above more and more and more, we seemingly draw the surrounding light shines to us, illuminates for each one of us a little bit, and through our efforts, it becomes the inner light. And in this way, we advance. This is the meaning of a penny. Every penny joins into a great amount. Okay, I don't see questions, so we're going to go to number 9.
Excerpt number 9, Rabash says, on the extent to which he believes that the Creator hears a prayer and can justify providence and say what he thinks, that he did not receive what he asked for, not because the Creator did not pay attention to his prayers, but he believes that the Creator stands and waits for his prayers and collects them, as in penny by penny join into a great amount.
This is beautiful. According to his faith that the Creator hears a prayer and he can justify providence, and he says what he thinks. Why did he not receive what he asked for, what he prayed for? It's not because the Creator does not answer his prayers, but he believes that the Creator stands and waits for his prayers and collects them, as in penny by penny joins into a great amount. And then he tells the person, he replies to a person all at once by raising him into spirituality. Good, we'll go to internet.
Shalom Rav, Shailot Internet.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet from Moscow 9. The trials the Creator gives us to us, is that a descent or an ascent? How to relate to it?
You're always in a sense, even when it seems to us we're in, going through a through descents and all those dead times, we're always ascending. The Creator considers each and everything He's doing, and for Him, there's no difference between one and the other. The important thing is to somehow hold on to the path.
From Rehovot 10, how can the foreign thoughts towards the friends turned into a penny and another penny?
I justify the friends, and by that I seemingly accept. I accept their heaviness, their burdening, and I raise them. I justify them. They nevertheless do great work in what they're doing, and I see them always in ascending.
From PT 17, do you need to add quality, or the amount of the accumulating states is it sufficient?
Quantity is okay, but a sense in the sense, we have to count like the turning wheel. As and seeing as how we're always advancing, but together with that, we have to talk about the quality. The quality is the connection between us and solving the problems along the way. How each time we can be in an elevated mood, high spirits. This has to be in a group as a result, a general result, a common result, always. Generally speaking, always. To truly be in joy.
Me UK1.
Next. From UK1, what does it mean to appreciate any small contact with spirituality?
Well, it's clear that if I have... If I even have a small degree of closeness to the friends and to the Creator, and I feel Him in the center of the connection between us, already I appreciate it in a very special way. Very special, very great, very important. And then I'm coming closer. That is the whole point of coming closer, the form of coming closer.
Last question from PT 30. The force of overcoming comes from the friends. How is it correct to receive the force to overcome from them and give it to them?
The force to overcome comes from the Creator through the connection between us. The more we connect, and we expect the help of the Creator, that's how much we receive.
Grazie, Rav. La domanda è questa: perché le nostre preghiere si aggiungono
a un grande calcolo? Why do our prayers join into a great amount?
Why?
Kisach hakol anachnu kli echad.
This is according to the plan of creation. One desire, one intention. And if towards our attainment we are broken, shattered, distant, spread out, but truly relative to spirituality, we are in one place. Therefore, in all our connections, and in general, not even relative to the connections, relative to the upper one, we're always attached to one another. Okay?
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, when a person does get reminded for a moment about the goal and prays, and he knows that it'll disappear from him in a moment, how does he invite to the next moment?
Through the connection. The influence on spirituality. We have no other way to influence it by the overcoming, by growing the connection between us.
So this moment is just a kickstart, and then we have to enter connection. Rob, you'll try and see. Moscow 1.
Рав, а вот после удачного как бы исправления там еще вещи, например,
after a correction, a successful correction, there are other things that add up there. There's joy and pride. You have to pack them up and send them towards the connection as well.
Yes. We also have to maintain them. PT 31.
We have the efforts in overcoming that I put in each time anew, and there's the faith or the belief that the pennies add up to a great amount. How the power of my belief influenced my advancement?
Well, of course it does. According to the faith, a person advances. Focus group.
What is exactly that penny that we collect each time?
What joins a great amount is the penny of the labor that we exert, even though we might not see anything ahead of us. Because in this effort, I want to bring contentment to the Creator. Even if I don't get anything out of it, the Creator will.
Exertion in what?
In connection between us. We don't need anything besides bringing together the broken pieces of the vessel. That's it.
So what exactly is that great amount that we're looking forward to?
The great account, meaning that we're all becoming connected as one man and one heart.
But if we anticipate an account, does that mean that we expect a reward from the work?
Why? First of all, it depends on what reward am I expecting. That I want to see myself together with all of humanity again in a single desire created by the Creator before the shattering. So then, why will I not expect that? What is the wisdom of Kabbalah about? I want to connect everyone to a single desire the way it was before it was shattered, but by our efforts, our prayers, our requests to the Creator, so that He does it.
I thought that our reward is simply the opportunity to exert. That's our reward.
Yes, but the exertion is for the sake of what? Only to labor, it has to be in order to bring contentment to the Creator. How do you bring Him contentment when you want to go back to the kli that He created and connect that whole kli to Him?
So we need to have that ending of contentment.
Of course.
And our work is still considered pure work. By working in this way?
Bringing contentment to the Creator, of course, that's clean.
Okay, I was a little confused.
All right. Kiev 2.
Спасибо, дорогой Рав. Вопрос по отрывку. Из нашей общей молитвы...
Thank you, dear Rav. Question about the excerpt out of the common prayer we're trying to create in the tent. How to reach the feeling that the Creator hears that prayer?
When you come to that, you will. You can't hear before you come to the sense of hearing, which is the light of Chassadim.
Kiev 1. Здравствуйте. Скажите, вот, вот это накопление усилий, о котором говорится,
hello, Rav.
Оно звучит и...
The accumulation of the efforts that we're talking about, it sounds, it reads like a calculation that accumulates next to me. How to make it part of the ten?
To the extent that you're connected to the ten, I have no more to say. Spain 1.
Buenos días, Rap. Buenos días, Pli Mundial. ¿Quién es el portador del centavo? ¿Y hacia dónde va toda la suma de ellos?
¿Lo sumimos?
We don't hear you.
Repeat, please.
Please repeat.
Mi pregunta es, Rap, ¿quién es el portador del centavo? ¿Y hacia dónde...
Who is the one who is giving the penny, and for how long all this great amount has to accumulate?
The shattering occurred before us, meaning we are results of the shattering. When we all connect in a single desire, this is called as one man in one heart, that will be the end of correction for us. And then we once again go back to a single system where we're all like a single man.
Santiago.
Santiago.
Amado Rav.
Beloved Rav.
Al Creador no implica...
To give contentment to the Creator. Does that mean an action of the will to receive? And if so, how can we determine additional factors for this change?
In bringing contentment to the Creator, there are two stages. First, we want to bring contentment to the Creator. This is called bestowing in order to bestow. And second stage, when we're able to actually bring contentment to the Creator in practice, and this is called receiving in order to bestow. That's all. When we receive from Him, but this whole reception is to bring Him contentment. As the example of the host and the guest. So we have to correct ourselves all the way to that degree. Receiving in order to bestow. It's very, very complicated.
Kabyu 7.
All right, Kabyu 7.
Thank you, Rav. I want to try the best way I can to ask you this question. And my question is, the next step that's coming to me, whatever I have to face next, does that have anything to do with how much responsibility I had before that, how much responsibility I took?
אני לא הבנתי.
האם המדרגה הבאה... I didn't understand.
Is the next degree that has to come to me connected to how much responsibility I took over myself previously?
That too. It depends on that too. Yeah. But more than that, it depends on how much I nullify myself and give the Creator an opportunity to ask, to work, as it says, the Creator will finish the job for me. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, listening to Rabbi's articles with friends give me great strength and joy. Even if I don't understand it. Why is that?
Because you get strength forces from incorporation with the others, even if you don't understand what they do, what they say. It's like a baby who is together with the grown-ups. So he looks at them, he doesn't understand what they say, but from really wanting wanting to know what they're talking about, so he absorbs something from them and thus he advances. Where are we, Oren?
Next excerpt, number 10.
All right, let's do 10 and then we'll move on to something else.
Rabbi says, the lack that a person begins to feel that he cannot work for the sake of the Creator is called a vessel, a kli, meaning a need for someone to help him have a desire to work for the sake of the Creator. The help he receives from above is regarded as the Creator helping him. And this is regarded as light. And those two appear one at a time and not all at once. And this is why it was said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. That is, the light and the vessel are not completed in one day. Rather, it is, as it is written, penny by penny, join into a great amount, until the vessel receives the full measure of the lack that is suitable to receive light in full. Again, next up, number 10, Rabash says, the lack that a person begins to feel that he cannot work for the sake of the Creator, this is called a kli, a vessel, meaning a need for someone to help him have a desire to work for the sake of the Creator. And the help he receives from above is regarded as the Creator helping him. This is regarded as light. And those two appear one at a time and not at once. This is why it was said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. That is, the light and the vessel are not completed in one day. Rather, it is, as it is written, penny by penny, join into a great amount, until the vessel receives the full measure of the lack that is suitable to receive light in full.
No questions. You'll have to read again, Oren.
Yeah. Gladly. Excerpt number 10.
This
lack that a person begins to feel that he cannot work for the sake of the Creator, this is called a vessel, meaning a need for someone to help them have a desire for work for the sake of the Creator. And the help he receives from above is regarded as the Creator helping him. This is regarded as light. And those two appear one at a time and not at once. This is why it was said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. That is, the light and the kli are not completed in one day. Rather, it is, as it is written, penny by penny joins into a great account, a great amount, until the vessel receives the full measure of the lack that is suitable to receive light in full.
All
right, we have Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Раф. Я хотел спросить не про отрывок, но в общем еще про что говорили.
I want to ask not about the excerpt, but in general what we discussed.
Должен принять мнение товарища, чтобы помочь ему. Как это понять?
A person should take the opinion of the friend to help him. How to understand it the way you said it before?
In order to help the friend, you have to reach his state, understand him, feel him, and then with your strength to try to raise him. That's it. So you need to be as the upper one who goes to down to the lower one to help him rise.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Вот что значит правильная молитва, к которой мы должны прийти? Это какая-то определенная.
What is the correct prayer that we have to reach? Is it a specific prayer, a specific state, or based on the previous excerpt, something that he creator collected? It's a certain quantity. What is the correct prayer that we have to collect?
We have to raise a deficiency of wanting to connect with everyone and organize the connection between us in a way that the Creator can connect and become revealed between us. And then we can bring Him contentment. That form is what we need to try better and better to feel that we are achieving. We want it to become revealed.
We can reach this prayer all at once or gradually?
Gradually. Gradually. Kiev 1.
Дорогой Раф, вот здесь вот написано в отрывке, что, значит, если я правильно понимаю, что...
Dear Rav, it says here in the excerpt, I understand it correctly, that a person has a desire for the Creator to come and help him, bestow him. And it says that the help he gets, that help is called light.
Need, and then help, and then execution.
It says further that until the vessel will receive the light in full. This light is what? The opportunity to bestow to the Creator? Is this light?
Yes, of course.
What do you mean this is an opportunity to bestow to the Creator?
To bestow contentment. That's what we always say. Through the connection between us, we want together as much as we can. We want to resemble the Creator because in our connection we want to establish bestowal between us that will be similar to the Creator. So if we connect, then our connection can be similar to the Creator. This is called You Have Made Me, that in our connection we basically build this concept of the Creator. Come and see, what did we get? We got connection between us. And with that connection, we work. Who's the Creator? It's something that doesn't exist except when it appears in the connection between us, that concept. And then with it, we continue working. The essence of the connection is the Creator. So you can't achieve or reach the Creator if we don't connect. It's just not there. There's no such thing. Only in connection, when we connect against our ego, and we establish such a force, such a desire, unity to the point of love between us, then we begin to attain what the Creator is. Meaning the state we have achieved by overcoming between us, connecting between us, that is called the Creator. So it is written, there is no Creator without a creature.
Simply say that the connection between us reveals the Creator and our attempt to bestow to Him. Here it says that the opportunity to bestow is what is called light. This is a bit confusing. What is the vessel? What is the light?
We have to connect between us in order to reveal the Creator. And from that, we'll begin to understand how we need to work towards the whole of humanity.
PT 4.
PT 4.
How can a person express his deficiency for the Creator, the need for his help?
Expresses in having his heart. The desire in the heart is what the Creator feels.
Has to be clarified, clear, or can be like this pain.
It certainly needs to be clear. The clearer it is to the person, the more the Creator understands it. Most importantly, it needs to be clear to the person. Tel Aviv 3.
Following up on what the friends have asked, it's not clear from the excerpt, what is the meaning of overcoming? It's misleading, this word.
Overcoming means I have forces of rejection towards everyone, and I overcome that, and I want to connect with everyone.
So what do you need the prayer for?
Because I see that I can't. Even wanting that, I can't, all the more so to do it. That's why the prayer comes. And there can't be prayer if I feel that I can do it on my own.
Focus group.
Until this power called love and connection, until it is built between us, what kind of power exists between us until we reach a state where there's a Creator between us?
The Creator holds us when we are essentially in a way that, how to put it, like a womb, like an embryo.
What puts us into the state where there's the force of the Creator between us?
Reshimot. Reshimot. There are reshimot that come from the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon that occurred before us, and these reshimot, according to their plan, they need to connect. And so we are drawn to some physical contact between us until we come to inner contact.
Can we say that the teacher maintains the connection for the time being until the Creator is revealed in it?
No. The Creator keeps it, not me. Not me. I am just on the sideline, accompanying you and giving you advice. Everything's done by the Creator.
Shall we talk?
Can I ask?
Yes.
The penny for each effort. Is that personal work of every individual, or the 10 can give a penny together?
I wish, of course, each and every one can give his own penny. And then there's a penny that comes from the whole 10. Yeah.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Дарав, спасибо. А вот свойство отдачи, которое мы получаем в объединении, вот
the quality of bestowal that we acquire in the connection between us, we advance later by overcoming with it. It becomes more effective to work in overcoming.
Right. Okay. Women, quickly, as much as we can.
כן, שלום רב, ממק 29.
Hello, Rav, from Mac 29. If I try, I practice, I unite, but the fall is too strong. It's intolerable. There's no joy. What to do?
You keep going. What can you do? Keep going. Next.
From
Moscow 4, how to correctly grasp the obstacle so that my fall is not going to be personal, but it's going to be the common vessel of the 10?
That's effort. Effort in connection. Next.
What am I overcoming for the success of my friends?
The rejection there is between you and the friends.
Moscow 8, you said that the correction has to be when a person wants to constantly maintain his thought refined. What are refined thoughts in the spiritual work?
What are pure thoughts? Only connection, towards connection above my ego.
Is the overall result of the spiritual work of the group to be enjoy?
The goal is not joy. The joy accompanies the correct actions. The joy is an indication that we are working correctly on connection. If connection brings us joy, it's a sign that our connection is successful.
From Moscow 18, I heard that each one has a place and a role in the system, and it's good for a person to ask to discover his place in the system and fulfill his role in the system. Should a 10 aspire to fulfill its role, or is this the work of the Creator?
We should try and do our work all the way. Even though I say the Creator will finish it for me, still we have to reach a state where we are still trying to finish the entire work.
From Brazil 4, I understand that the greater connection is more surrounding light. If I don't make efforts to add my half a shekel to this great amount, am I not turning this light into an inner correction?
Yes, if you don't add what you need to add, then you don't bring the correction for the inner light.
And if I don't do it, do I harm the collective?
You harm the whole and yourself.
Moscow 4, what does it mean to work for the sake of the Creator?
That's for the sake of the group. If we do for the sake of the group and we feel what it means to connect for the sake of the group, from there we can also envision what it's like to do for the sake of the Creator, that we allow the Creator to fulfill the vessel we have created, because we created it for Him, so that He fulfills us and rejoices with us. It's like kids are behaving well in order to make the mother happy. That's what we need to do. So our work is in order to build the kli and present it to the Creator and see how much He fulfills us and enjoys. This means that we are receiving the upper light in order to bestow.
Okay, you may have answered it from PT6. What is considered advancement between us and the 10 in order to discover the Creator?
So I just said.
From Hebrew, you said that according to the plan of creation, we are in total one vessel, one desire, one intention. What do you mean to be one vessel?
In order for us to connect and make the Creator happy. I don't hear you.
From PT22, during the day, when I have to engage in necessity, immediately the thoughts of the 10, the creator, disconnect. Even if the lesson is playing in the background, it doesn't matter how much I'm asking the help of the 10 during those moments of awareness. Still, those disconnections are total. They control me. I don't think about spirituality at all. What can I do?
To try to keep going and going and going, and to know that even if you go back just a few times a day to a connection with it, then being disconnected becomes also part of your progress, because then you, it makes you feel sorry and then connect.
From Nahariya, we go through all kinds of stages of states, overcome all kinds of the sense. When should we scrutinize in the 10? When only one friend has a request, or two or more of the friends need a scrutiny?
No. Well, don't know what to tell you. In principle, we have to always try to connect between us so that the Creator enjoys our connection. That's first. That's the first stop. And then from our connection to receive from Him all the goodness He provides, and by that we bring Him actual contentment. This is called receiving in order to bestow.
Last question from Brazil. Can we call the big sum connection and the little penny I have to add means awakening the inner deficiency?
Yes, in the meantime.
That's it. Thank you, love.
Okay. Thank you very much, women. Have all the best and great success, and with all, and we'll go back to what?
Next part, or should we keep going?
No, I think let's go on.
So, song, and let's go.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold, above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn. We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere. Now is the time for us to rise above and learn what it is to love. We open our hearts. Together we will find, and we'll see that love can cover all the crimes. Oh, choice that waves together, rising high above these lights, and see the world through your eyes. In every moment there's a chance to see another vision of what we could be, behind the colors of the shadows.